Night of Qadr and the Promised Triumph of Truth. In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Indeed, we sent it down on the Grand Night. What will make you comprehend what the Grand Night is? The Grand Night is better than 1,000 months. In it, the angels and Holy Spirit descend by permission of their Lord for decreeing every affair. Peace. It is till the break of the dawn. What you heard was Surah Qadr of the Noble Qur'an, that is Surah 97, which speaks of the revelation of the Noble Qur'an on the grand night of the blessed month of Ramadan on the heart of God's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad. Blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The grand night of Qadr is indeed a great blessing from the Lord Most High. It is the turning point of the year. Actually, it is the start of the new spiritual year, since God decrees the happenings in our personal and social life till the advent of another grand night the next year. The Almighty Creator, who controls our destinies, has decreed 3 alternate nights of the blessed month of Ramadan on which year-long happenings are determined, that is, 19th, 21st, and the 23rd. In ayahs 3-5 of Surah Dukhan, which we so devoutly recite on the 23rd eve of the blessed Ramadan, God Almighty says regarding his enlightenment of Prophet's heart with the Noble Quran in all its entirety, pending gradual revelation of its ayahs as per his command, in keeping with the unfurling events and equations in the course of the universal mission of the Seal of Messengers. Surely we descended the Noble Qur'an on the blessed night, Laylatul Mubarakah. Indeed, we are ever warning. In it, every wise affair is made distinct. A command from us. Surely we are the senders. When asked about Allah saying, "We revealed it on Laylatul Mubarakah, the blessed night." The Prophet's 5th infallible heir, Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace upon him, replied, "Yes, it is Laylatul Qadr. It comes every year, in the month of Ramadan, during its last 10 nights. The Quran was not sent down but on Laylatul Qadr, as Allah says, in it every wise affair is made distinct. That is, He decrees that night everything to happen during the year." Asked, "What is meant by Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months, he said, "Good deeds such as prayer, charity, and etc. done that night are better than similar deeds during 1,000 months without the grand night." A commentator says that the term thousand must be taken in an indefinite sense, that is, a timeless time, and interprets it to mean that one moment of enlightenment under Allah's light is better than thousands of months or the year of animal life. And such a moment converts the night of darkness into a period of spiritual glory. Hence, Muslims are advised to spend the above nights, especially the 23rd, in prayer and good deeds. Some of the recommended acts on the grand night are as follows. Number 1. Ghusl, or taking bath. Number 2. Keeping awake the whole night, praying and supplicating to Allah. Number 3. Charity and helping the poor and the needy. Number 4. Reciting the Noble Quran, especially the Surahs Rum and Kabut and Dukhan. In view of these undeniable facts, all of us ought to pray fervently for the triumph of righteousness over the falsehood and the end of tyranny on planet Earth, whether by the great Satan, the US, or its devilish agents who are bombarding the people of Yemen, brutalizing the Bahrainis, committing untold atrocities against the people of eastern parts of Arabia, destabilizing Iraq and Syria, pounding the Palestinians, and funding sedition in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Surely the hour will come when these satanic regimes and devilish outfits will be wiped out forever from the face of the earth, as promised by God, with the advent of the Savior of mankind, the Prophet's 12th and last infallible heir, Imam Mahdi, peace upon him. The Imam to whom the angels descend on the grand nights of Qadr for finalization of the fates of every individual will reappear with Prophet Jesus, peace upon him, as his assistant to establish the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice. In conclusion, here are passages from the famous supplication Joshan Kabir, which the faithful recite on the grand night. O my God, I beseech you through your names. O God, most merciful, all-compassionate, all-knowing, clement, one of mights, all-wise, pre-eternally existent, ever-enduring, most generous, glory unto you. You have no partner or fault. There is no God but you. Mercy, mercy. Deliver us from hellfire. O Lord of Lords, O Answerer of Prayer, O Preserver of Good Deeds, O Most Lofty in Degree, O Bestower of Blessings, O Forgiver of Sins, O Repulser of Afflictions, O Hearer of Sounds, O Granter of Requests, O Knower of Things Secret and Hidden, glory unto you, you have no partner or fault. There is no God but you. Mercy, mercy, deliver us from hellfire. O one of might and beauty, O possessor of domination and glory, O owner of power and perfection, O he who is sublime, most high, O he whose designs are most powerful, O he whose chastisement is most severe. O he who calls to account most swiftly. O he with whom is the best of rewards. O he with whom is the mother of the book. O he who piles up the laden clouds. Glory unto you. You have no partner or fault. There is no God but you. Mercy, mercy, deliver us from hellfire.